Having a bet is fine, but when the lying and cheating to cover up your gambling leads to financial and family breakdown, that's not fine. Addiction is treatable. Call Dahab now on 1-800-DAHAB.
Love this time of the week when we catch up with the sports geek, Sean Callanan. He's back again. G'day, Sean.
G'day, Huff.
Now, I got a tweet from you earlier this afternoon saying you were going to come in with the 5 iPhone apps you don't have, but you should.
You should have, yeah. Well, iPhone, the thing is the App Store, and I don't know if you saw that 60-minute story of build an iPhone app and make memes.
Yeah, I did. I'm thinking about what I can do.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm sure you've already gone and bought Charlie's Toss.
No, I haven't bought Charlie's Toss. No,
but,
I didn't bought Charlie's Toss.
But that's the thing with the iPhone. It's a great tool, but it all amounts to what apps you have and what apps you can use and to what you want to do for.
Can I ask you a question before we go too deep into this? How many apps do you have on your iPhone?
I've lost count.
Have you got ballpark?
Probably installed about 300, probably uninstalled.
300?
Yeah, but you've got to try them out, then you put them in a folder and you never play with them again. So I've probably installed about 300 odd and probably only have 200 odd sitting on there. And
just the 200 odd, okay.
Yeah, but don't use them all the time, but every now and again, you know.
The
iPhone's a digital Swiss Army knife, half. You need to be able to do anything. So here's 5 apps that I use a lot and you might not use. But they can become very useful.
Righto, the 5 apps you don't have, but you should, according to our man, Sean Callanan, Sports Geek, at Sports Geek HQ on Twitter, by the way.
So there we go. Twitter is the main one. The Twitter app I use is Tweetbot. It's a great little, it's better than the Twitter app. The Twitter app I find is a little bit buggy
and
cumbersome.
What's wrong with the Twitter app?
Well, it was good when it was Tweety, and they bought it, and they've just mucked it up. It was a good little app when it was called Tweety, and that was one of the ones I had installed. Now it doesn't exist anymore because Twitter bought it. But Tweetbot does a really good job, really nice interface, allows you to switch between multiple accounts. Yeah. If you're running from half series to half time, you can easily do the switch.
Yeah.
And you can jump from list to list. So, yeah, really slick. It's, you know, that's pretty much what the Twitter app should be. And if I was going to advise Twitter to buy one, I'd say buy Tweetbot, but I don't want them to because they'll probably stuff it up.
All right, so Tweetbot, pretty straightforward.
Yep.
It's the best Twitter account on the iPhone.
Yep, that's the one I use. Another one that I like using a lot because I listen to podcasts.
Yep.
But it's a real pain for iTunes to download them, then sync your phone and have them uploaded.
That's a pain in the backside, you're right.
So I use Casts as an app. And so you can subscribe to a podcast and then it'll pop up and say, oh, there's a new podcast for Bill Simmons or whatever it is, and you just hit the button, download it, and play it there and then. So pauses, you know, you can listen to it at any point, so it's on your schedule. You don't have to worry about syncing to your computer or anything.
Okay, so Casts, pretty straightforward, C-A-S-T-S. If you're into podcasting, that's probably the best way to go. What about if you're just sitting at home on the couch watching a movie and you go, I know that bloke, where's he from? What can I use for that? It's like Shazam for movies.
Yeah, well, that's one that I'm constantly finding on the couch. You're watching some TV show, you I know that guy from somewhere, and it's just going to bug me. I don't know how I would have done it 5 or 10 years ago. It just would have bugged me for weeks. But now on the internet, there's IMDb, which is the Internet Movie Database, which you can pretty much look up anything. So they've got an app, and you can pretty much put in the TV show you're watching, go to the episode, look at the cast, go, that's the guy. He's from Game of Thrones, or he's from Breaking Bad, or he's from that obscure movie, this and there. So
those are the type of things that annoy people.
Oh, definitely. So you can either ask people on Twitter and go, who is that guy? But you can't describe, who's that, guy with the brown hair on this show? No one will answer it. But IMDb will have your answer covered and sort out many couch arguments.
Yeah, okay. We don't want those going on, those couch arguments. They lead to pretty nasty night's sleep. Ego, what's ego?
Ego is a quick way if you want to check on your how many Twitter followers, how many lists you've got, what your web page analytics are looking like. So it's just a little quick check to see what's happening in all your digital profiles. So it's a good way to keep track
one-stop
of everything.
Shop.
One-stop shop. You can have your Google Analytics, your Twitter. You can track your Tumblr. You can keep track of your budget. So just a little bit of a one-page snapshot of how things are going for you.
Righto. Okay, so Ego is the one-stop shop for that. That makes a bit of sense. And this one I do like, Word F-O-T-O. I quite like this one.
Yeah, so this one we actually used when halftime reached the 10,000 mark. We put up a little
significant
picture.
Significant milestone.
Put it up on Facebook. And what it allows you to do is take any picture and then get the words that may describe that picture for the halftime
handsome,
crew.
Ruggedly beautiful.
We actually use 10,000 and tweets, right, okay, but, right. but we could use those ones. And effectively what it does is it merges all the words into the picture. So you can still see the picture, and it creates a little bit of word art. So a few of the teams that we've worked with have used them when they've hit big milestones on Facebook and Twitter and those kind of things to say, you know, well done, or, you know, to celebrate a AFL inductee or something like that. You can just make a little bit of word art out of the photos we got. So I did put it out to the tweeps. I didn't really go for the sports focused ones, but the big one from a sports point of view is a Major League at bat. You know, all the MLB fans absolutely
I heard about that app.
It's the Major League's official app. If you're a subscriber, you can be watching the games, you can see all the highlights. It is the benchmark when it comes to sports league. Digital offerings. It is definitely high bar in those stakes, and the MLB do a great job and have been doing a phenomenal job with the All-Star Weekend with, you know, hashtags and the coverage, showing players' Twitter handles as they're coming up for the home run derby. So, Major League Baseball at bat would still be the one that's far and above what you can do from an iPhone point of view.
I might get my man Jumper at the back to just put that question on Facebook, the halftime Facebook page. What apps do you need? What are the number one app that you need on your iPhone? Because I reckon they get a lot of people talking out there in the halftime.
Oh, definitely. And it's not just iPhone, there's Google, but, you know, we're talking iPhone today, but Google are growing with the amount of apps available there as well.
All right, mate. Great to catch up again. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Having a drink is fine, but when your drinking starts to affect your work and hurt your family, that's not fine. Addiction is treatable. Call Dayhab now on 1-800-DAYHAB.